Namaste everyone, welcome to episode number 20 of a business idea series. In this episode, I'm going to tell you about how you can start your own jewelry business. Starting a new jewelry business is a dream for many people. It can be a very profitable and rewarding business to be in, but it does take work and expenses to get started. In this episode, outlines the steps that you need to take to start your own jewelry company. I will also provide some helpful tips on how to make your business successful. So, if you have always dreamed to start your own jewelry company, listen this episode carefully. Now, let's understand how much does it cost to start a jewelry business. The cost of launching your own store can vary depending on the type of a business it is. For instance, you may be able to get started as little as $100. If you are doing something like selling handmade jewelry or custom jewelry on an e-commerce platform. To give you a specific example, grinding and polishing white quartz crystals is a great way to start a cheap jewelry company on the side. They are plentiful and can literally find them in your backyards. So that makes them even cheaper since you are collecting them yourself instead of purchasing them. Grinding the polishing tools that are ready crystal like this for jewelry setting are relatively inexpensive. In some process, even use common household chemicals and sandpapers. You can use your jewelry making skills to design pieces that are in high demand. However, if you want to start a more traditional jewelry company, such as selling sterling, silver or gold jewelry as a physical location, the cost will be higher. For instance, you can start a small brick and mortar startup for selling your jewelry for as little as $20,000. However, that figure can go up to around $100,000 depending on the materials and equipment you will be using and where your startup jewelry business is located. Your rent will be $1,000, $2,000, $0 if you start a business out of your home. The purchase of a store front, $10,000 to $100,000. Basic tools cost will be $300. Jewelry manufacturing equipment will be $2,000 to $5,000. You can also lease it. Purchase of raw materials and packaging suppliers. That cost will be $1,500 to $2,000. Employee salary varies depending on position and experience. Expect to pay an average of about $4,000 on an average. Utilities $300. Overhead and raw materials will be $500 for basic raw materials to make low end jewelries. $10,000 plus for precious metals and gemstones. Advertising and promotion. For that, it's required at least $1,000. Miscellaneous expenses, equipments, insurance, permits, etc. For that cost is around $2,500. Is jewelry business profitable? Now let's see about it. Yes, a store where you sell your jewelry can be profitable. In fact, the average gross margin for jewelers in the global jewelry market is about 42.6%. That means for every $100 worth of a product sold, the jeweler makes approximately $42.60 in profit. Meanwhile, there are several factors that can determine a jeweler's profitability, including the type of jewelry being sold, the price point and overhead cost. Perhaps the better question should be, what should I do to make my jewelry company more profitable? Or what can differentiate my jewelry company from my competitors? When you answer these questions, you should be able to find this market and sell your pieces with ease. Now let's understand how you can start a jewelry business in different steps. Now that you have an idea of what it costs to start your store and some information on whether or not it is profitable, let's understand the steps you need to take to get your business up and running to make it in a jewelry industry. So first point you'll have to take care of it, look at your competitions. Before venturing out for full force, it is essential to make a good look at your competitions. What type of jewelry is they are selling? At what price point? How do their product differ from yours? What can you do differently to make your business more competitive and successful? It's also essential to research your target market and see if there is a need for the type of jewelry you want to sell. Are people looking for something new and different? Or are they more likely to stick with the classic designs? Here are some of the low cost strategy to use for competitor analysis. The first point is, identify who your competitors are by doing some market research. For instance, do a quick Google search and review their websites. Second point is, gather information about your main competition by. Third point is, checking out their social media post to see what kind of content they are sharing. Fourth point is signing up for their email list to get a notification of new arrivals, sales, etc. Fifth point is, subscription of their YouTube channel to watch product reviews and how-to videos. Sixth point is, browsing through their online catalogs or looking for their products in local stores. Seventh point is, analyze your competitors' strengths and weaknesses. Eighth point is, talk to your competitors directly. Ask them. Ninth point is, what their business is like. 10th point is, what type of customers they are targeting. 11th point is, what strategy they are using to succeed. 12th point is, what are they doing well that you could emulate in your own business. 13th point is, are there any area where they are struggling that you can capitalize on it. 14th point is, identify a competitive advantage by figuring out what makes your jewelry unique and different from everyone else. By doing your research upfront, you will have a much better idea of what type of products to create and how to market pieces that appeal to your client bases. Once you have a good understanding of what other jewelry designers are doing, you can begin to differentiate your business by creating unique designs, targeting a different market, or offering a low prices. Now, second point, let's understand about find the niches. It's important to find the niche market when starting any type of businesses. This is a target audience who is interested in the type of jewelry that you are selling and are willing to pay more for unique pieces that can't be found at local stores. Your target market will also be more likely to recommend your business to their friends and families. To find a niche market, you need to do some additional research. Who is buying the type of jewelry you want to sell? What are their interests? What do they like? What are their spending habits? Once you have a good idea of who your target market is, You can begin to create a content and design a pieces that appeal specifically to them. You can also start targeting specific social media channels and online platforms that they are likely to use. When selecting a niche, it's important to consider your skills, interest, and experience. For example, if you are a metalsmith, you could specialize creating jewelry from precious metals and gemstones. Or if you have a background in fashion, you could create unique pieces that are inspired by current trends. Other jewelry niches includes, which is fine jewelry products include wedding rings and engagement rings. Next one is boho chic jewelries. Next is rustic vintage inspired jewelry, natural inspired jewelry. Next is glamorous evening wear and fashion jewelries. Next one is eco-friendly upcycled jewelry. Next one is fashion accessories. Fashion accessories like bracelets, necklace, and earrings, etc. Now, the third point, let's understand the decide between offline and online market. Once you identify your niche, you need to decide how you want to sell your jewelry. Do you want to set up a physical store or sell online? The step on this list vary little depending on whether the business is online or offline. In addition, there are pros and cons to both options. Selling offline allows customers to see and touch the jewelry in the person, but it can be expensive to expensive to retail spaces. Plus, you will need to invest in inventory. Selling online is cheaper. You don't have to carry any inventory, but unfortunately, customers can't see or touch the jewelry before they buy it. It's important to think about your target market when making this decision. If your niche is people who live near you, selling offline might be a better option. If your niche is people who live far away, an online jewelry business might be a better option. That's also an opportunity to hybrid of these two options. If you want to market your company as a bricks and mortar store that also has an online presence, jeweler James Allen is example of a retailer that largely markets itself as a jewelry business online, but also has a physical location to sell their jewelry. You also need to decide how you want to ship the jewelry. Do you want to offer a free shipping? How will you handle the returns? These are the important factors that you consider when deciding the difference between offline and online sales. Now let's understand the choosing a business name. When starting a business, it's important to choose a name that is unique and memorable. After all, it's one of the first things your clients will see. The name should reflect the type of jewelry you will sell and who your target market is. Some tips for choosing a name of businesses that makes your business will be better. Make sure the domain name is available. Next one is check to see if the name is trademarks. Next one is Google the name to see if it is being used by another business. Choose a name that is easy to spell and pronounces. The next point, the fifth point that you need to understand is brand your business. Once you have selected a niche, it's important to create a brand that is associated with your jewelry. This includes developing a logo and targeting and taglines, as well as creating a website and social media pages that showcase your works and establish your brand identity. Use your brand to create a sense of exclusivity and make sure everything you produce reflects the value and mission of your business. For instance, jewelry brands like Tiffany & Company and Cartier are known for their high quality products and exclusive appeals. Creating a brand can be a lot of work, but it's worth it in the long run. It will help you to stand out from the competition and make your business more recognizable to customers. Sixth point is, create your own jewelry business plan. Business plan is a document that outline your business goals and how you to plan to achieve them. Some of the main information to put your includes your target market. Next one is product services offering. Third point is market strategy. And next point is financial projections. Creating a plan for your company is essential for setting up your business model. And it's especially important when you are starting out on your business venture. Not only will it help you stay organized and focused, but it is also help you to secure funding from investor of banks. There are a number of templates and resources available online that can help you to create a roadmap to success for your stores. The online business plan tutorial at the Small Business Administration is a good place to start. Next one, the seventh point is register your business. Once you have created your business plan, it's time to register your business with the appropriate government agencies. This includes registering your business name, getting a tax ID number, and setting up a bank account. You will also need to select the type of a business entity you want to register as sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, corporation, etc. The process of registering your business can be somewhat challenging, but the SBA has a number of resources and comprehensive guide to help you. It's important to do your research and consult with an attorney or accountant if you have any questions. Your local score chapter also offer you free seminar and workshops that show you how to set up and run your small jewelry business or any type of company really. Eighth point is, create a business bank account. A bank account for your company is a separate bank account that you set up specially for your business transaction. This is where you will deposit all the income you generate and pay your business expenses. It's important to keep your personal and business finances separately. So it's recommended to have two different bank accounts. If you don't, you may be coming lying your accounts. That can cause a really tangled web when you are doing your taxes too. Also, it's good to get a business cards to starting a business to start building a credit for your jewelry stores. When setting up your business bank account, be sure to provide the name of your business, tax ID, and the contact information. You will also need to provide a void personal check or bank statement so the bank can be set up a direct deposit for your business incomes. 9.2 to understand and apply for a licenses, insurance and permits. Depending on your location, you may need to apply various licenses, permits and insurance policies before starting your own jewelry business. The requirements vary from state to state, but here are the main licenses, insurance and permissions you typically need for your business is a business license. Next one is tax ID number. Next one is business insurance. General liability insurance and product liability insurance is must. Next one is sales tax permit. Next is joint approval. Next is health and safety inspections. If selling to public is the important one. Workers compensation insurance if hiring employee. The next point is decide who will make your jewelry. Many jewelry creators are self-making jewelry and drop shipping them to the client. If you are a jewelry designer and a business owner doing this, you can benefit from a jewelry specific design software like Jewelry CAD, Dreams or Reno Gold 6 for drop shipping. You can depend on a shipping apps like a ShipStation. With growth, you won't be able to make your jewelry in your home and garage forever. Eventually, you may need to outsource some or all the production a third party manufacturing. You'll have to outsource some and all the production to a third party manufacturer. This can be a challenging process, as you want to find a manufacturer who is reliable and has a good quality control. There are a number of resources online that can help you to find a jewelry manufacturer, such as Jewelry Manufacturer Associations and MadeInAmerica.org, that will also help you out to find your manufacturers for outsourcing your business. When contacting potential manufacturers, be sure to ask a lot of questions about their productions, process and quality control measures. It's also important to get references from other businesses who have worked with them. Last but not least, learn as much as possible how to make jewelry to sell. Next point, 11th point, is price and products. One of the most challenging aspects of starting a jewelry store is the pricing of your products. You want to price them high enough so you can make a profit more, but not so high that people won't buy them. There are a few things you can do to help determine how to price your jewelry. Do some research on what other similar items are selling. Next one is a factor in the cost of materials and labors. Consider how much time it took you to make it the price and make it the pieces. Keep it at the same prices as a little over the prices of your competitors, and offer a discount for buying more than one piece or a loyalty program. 12th point is, create a website for your own online store. A well-designed website is beneficial for an online or offline business stores, and you also will need it for your jewelry sales. It helps customers learn about your products and company, as well as makes it easy for them to purchase items. If you are not familiar with web design, there are a number of services that can help you out to create your online website for selling your jewelry business online. You will also need to set up a payment process, so customer can also pay their items online. PayPal, Stripe and Square are the popular options for payments on additional for online payment. Additionally, don't forget to hire a professional photographer to take some pictures of your pieces. Beautiful pictures with good product description on jewelry blogs make people want to buy jewelry products. Another option is learning how to sell your jewelry on eBay. This will give you a quick entry to selling your items online. 13th point is marketer business. When it comes to marketing your jewelry company, there are a number of strategies that you can use. And even if you have an online store, it's important to market your business offline as well. This can be done by participating in local craft fairs and shows. This is a great way to get your jewelry in front of potential customer and make some sales. Next point is setting up a booth at your local shopping malls. This can be a good way to reach more people, but it can also be expensive. Next point is contacting local boutiques and stores. You can offer to sell your jewelry in the stores or let them borrow some pieces for a fashion shows. Next point is creating a mailer. You can create a mailer that showcases your products and offers a discount for people who visit your website or online store. Next point is using marketing materials. Business card, brochures and product tags can help customers to learn more about your jewelry and how to purchase it. Also, there are ways to expand your research. There are expand your search online, including social media, search engine optimization, that is called SEO, and paid advertising. No one says that you have to do one or no one says you have to do one or the other. Just remember to try out a few and some what works best for you. Before long, your marketing endeavors will start to attract those dream clients that you will want to shopping at your jewelry store. 14th point is fulfill orders and ship products. Once orders start coming in, it's important to be prepared to fulfill them quickly and correctly. This means having a process in place for receiving orders from the customer, picking the right products to send, packaging the product securely, shipping them out as soon as possible, handling return and having a return policy. If you are not able to handle fulfill yourself, you can outsource this third party company. Fifteenth point is get your taxes in order. Running a jewelry establishment business, you need to keep track of your income and expenses, and you may also need to file taxes as a self-employed individual. The best way to stay organized is to create a system for tracking your finance throughout a year. This can include creating invoices and receipts, tracking inventories, recording payments and expenses, hiring an accountant to help to file your taxes. The main taxes you may need to pay are income tax, self-employment tax, local sales tax, and excise tax. Tax may vary by state. So be sure to research the specific taxes that you apply on your business for your company by state. Make sure that you are compliant and staying abreast of filing deadlines. Filing taxes late or incorrectly can lead to penalties and interest charges. So it's best to be prepared ahead of on the time. So last but not the least, the 16th point is grow your business. Once you have a system in a place that you and your business is running smoothly, it's time to start thinking about a way of growing your business. This could mean expanding your product lines, reaching out to a new market, or hiring additional staffs. Another thing to think about is managing your inventory, as it can quickly get away from you when you are not keeping a close eye on it. It may want to consider using inventory management system like WMC, warehouse management system, is help you to stay organized and keep an accurate count of your products. Also, fashion and jewelry e-commerce ERP solution can help you to streamline your business process and make it easier to manage your inventory, finance and customer data. No matter what growth strategy you decide to pursue, always remember to stay focused on your customer and their needs. If you continue to provide excellent customer services and higher quality products, your business will continue to thrive. So, if you want to start a business of a jewelry business or any kind of business, if you have in mind and you want to start to pursue more businesses, You can contact with me directly. You can send me an email. My email ID is virenparma.ck@gmail.com. As well as you also can connect with me on my WhatsApp number. My WhatsApp number is +91 966 255 0290. Till then, see you in the next episode. Jai Sri Krishna. Namaste. Goodbye.